KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, in girls' high school basketball, St. Albert ran away in the second quarter from Atlantic as they never looked back in a 68-33 win in girls' basketball last night in Atlantic. St. Albert led 15-5 at the end of the first quarter, and after Atlantic cut it to 4 early in the second, the Saints pulled away to a 35-16 halftime lead. Turnovers plagued Atlantic from the onset, and head coach Kelly Jewell was frustrated with the multitude of unforced errors.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, we had more turnovers tonight than points based on our stats, so you know, you're never going to be too successful when you have that many turnovers. And
another issue for Atlantic is in their 1-3-1 defense was guarding the opposite block, and St. Albert took advantage of the opportunity to get passes down there for easy buckets. Coach Jewell said they worked on that exact issue all week, but just didn't execute well.
We have stressed that in practice in the 1-3-1 zone, you know, a lot, because that happened against us up there when we played them, and so we really focused on that in practice. And sometimes we just totally lost sight, turned our back, and weren't even aware people were behind us. So, I mean, that can't happen in high school basketball. You expect girls to be aware of what's going on, especially when we have done it as much. So we just weren't tremendously mentally focused tonight, and we need to improve on that and be ready to go every night out.
St. Albert was led by Sydney McLaren with 15 points, and Bailey White had 13 as the Saints improved to 7-2 into the Christmas break. Atlantic led in scoring by Bailey Newell, who had 10 points all in the first half. Atlantic remains winless at 0-8, and Coach Jewell hopes the holiday break will do them some good.
It's a great time for us to have a few days off. You know, this is disappointing to play like this on the last game. We have to think about it till January 3rd, and, you know, then we have a chance at Heartland. So, but it's also good for us to get some rest and relaxation and maybe take a deep breath and get away from it and then come back and work hard, the 27th when we get back together.
Atlantic's next game will be after the Christmas break, January 3rd at home against Harlan. Elsewhere in girls' hoops last night in the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood beat AHSTW 59-40. Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 61-34. Trainer beat Griswold 62-28. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Arweva 66-21. In the Corner Conference, East Mills beat South Page 56-21. Essex over Heartland Christian 59-11. Sydney beat Fremont Mills 51-36. In boys basketball last night, a shocking final score from Council Bluffs. In the Hawkeye 10, as St. Albert defeated Atlantic by 22 points, 84-62 last night. Matt Fagan poured in 29 points to lead the Falcons. Jake Carley had 23. To help lead that push. Garrett Franken, 17. Scott Leonard's 14 were the high water marks for Atlantic last night. Also in the Western Iowa Conference boys, it was AHSTW over Underwood, 84-60. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley, 65-38. Trainer over Griswold, 76-31. Tri-Center beat Riverside, 66-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Arweva over Exira EHK, 70-53. Also boys corner conference play saw Stanton beat Clarinda Academy, 65-45. Fremont Mills over Sydney, 72-50 last night. Girls basketball ratings from the Girls Athletic Union this week look like this. In Class 1A, Springville remains number 1, Turkey Valley number 2, Exira EHK stays put at number 3 in the latest poll. Glenn Ralston is also at number 9, and Sydney is 14th in this week's poll. In fact, the entire top 15 is exactly identical to last week. In 2A, Iowa City, Regina's number 1 rated. Trainer stays at the number 2 spot. Western Christian and Central Decatur are 3 and 4. Mount Air 5, Panorama number 6. IKM Manning is 13th in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Pocahontas Area, Sioux Center, Union, Cherokee, and Center Point Urbana, the top 5. Shenandoah is 11 and Kemper Catholic 13. In Class 4A, it's Pella, Marion, Keokuk, Nevada, and Grinnell, the top 5. Lewis Central is in at number 7 this week. Indianola heads up the Class 5A poll this week. In college men's basketball, Peter Jock scored 17 points, and Iowa throttled Delaware State 89-57 last night. Ahmad Wagner scored 12 points, and Isaiah Moss added 10 for the Hawkeyes. Iowa went on a 21-1 run in the first half and outscored the Hornets 21-0 in fast break points. The Hawkeyes had a season-high 12 steals and scored 33 points off of turnovers. The only stressful moment for Iowa came with 6.5 minutes left in the first half when Jock went down with a hip injury, silencing the crowd at Carver Hawkeye Arena. But Jock, the Big Ten's leading scorer, returned to start the second half. He scored 7 points in 4 minutes before heading to the bench for good. Devin Morgan had 24 to lead Delaware State as the Hornets shot just 24% from the floor. Iowa now 8-5 on the season as they'll head into Big Ten conference play. Well, Billy Wampler hit 8 3-pointers and scored a career-high 27 points, and Drake snapped an 8-game losing streak with a 101-69 win over Mississippi Valley State Thursday night. Wampler's 8 threes were the second most in school history for a single game, one shy of the school record. That was the first time the Bulldogs topped the 100-point barrier since 2013. Reed Timmer hit 3 3-pointers to finish with 15 points for Drake. Overall, the Bulldogs shot 53%, hit 17 threes, and dished out 27 assists on its 37 field goals to help to the victory. They're now 2-10 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops, third-ranked Kansas heads into its holiday break with an 11-game winning streak after an easy win last night as they beat UNLV 71-53. Number 16 Indiana goes to 10-2, hammering Austin Peay 97-62. 19th-rated St. Mary's rolls to a 74-47 win against South Carolina State. Number 23 Southern California beat Missouri State 83-75. And number 24 Cincinnati 93-91 over Marshall last night. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski has suspended guard Grayson Allen indefinitely following his latest tripping incident in Wednesday's win over Elon. Allen tripped opposing players from Louisville and Florida State last winter before sending Steven Santa Anna to the floor on Wednesday, causing Krzyzewski to bench him for about 9 minutes. Krzyzewski has not decided whether Allen will practice during his suspension or how long it will last. Allen is a preseason AP All-America selection who averages 16 points for the fifth-ranked Blue Devils. Duke doesn't play again until December 31st in its ACC opener at Virginia Tech. In women's college hoops last night, Madison Weekly had 20 points, including a season-high 5 3-pointers. Hannah Schoenhart had her second double-double of the season, and Northern Iowa beat number 24 Kansas State 67-59 last night. The Panthers improved to 7-4 with that victory. When Iowa plays Florida in the January 2nd Outback Bowl, the Hawkeyes will be in search of their first bowl victory since the 2010 Insight Bowl. Coach Kirk Ferentz says a postseason victory was one of the goals for this senior class.
It's positive that they're thinking about it, they're aware of it, and that is something they want to do. And it's like anything, you know, it's going to come with a price. You know, it's going to be tough to accomplish. We seem to have a habit of being the underdogs in bowl games, and that's going to be the case in this one.
The Hawkeyes take a 3-game winning streak into their 5th appearance in the Outback Bowl since 2003.
We're going to have to really play a good game, and I do think, you know, I give our seniors all the credit in the world for what happened down the stretch in November, and to me, I'm very confident they'll do all they can to put us in position, at least in this game.
Former Miami head coach Randy Shannon will direct Florida's defense in the Outback Bowl. Former Gator defensive coordinator Jeff Collins is the new head coach at Temple. Shannon had been coaching the linebackers.
You know, he'll be calling the game. We were able to, through the bowl games, Mark Bastiani will handle the linebackers. Been a defensive coordinator and linebacker coach for over 10 years in 1AA football. Been coaching for over 20. We're really fortunate to have coaches like that in the support roles.
That's Florida coach Jim McElwain, who says no decision's been made about a permanent defensive coordinator. We'll have that Iowa-Florida in Outback Bowl matchup for you live here on KJAN January 2nd. 10 a.m. is pregame and noon is kickoff. First-team All-Big Ten safety Nate Gary will not play for number 24 Nebraska when the Cornhuskers play Tennessee in the Music City Bowl on December 30th. Coach Mike Riley said Thursday that Gary and defensive back Boaz Joseph were ineligible for the game. Gary is reportedly not eligible due to academics. Riley also said quarterback Tommy Armstrong has run a little bit, but Riker Fife is expected to start against the Volunteers. Idaho and Colorado State combined to produce the third highest scoring game in bowl football history. Matt Linehan threw for 381 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Vandals won the famous Idaho Potato Bowl last night, 61-50 over the Rams, everything but gravy last night. Linehan also had a scoring run to take game MVP honors and tie the bowl record for touchdowns. Isaiah Saunders led the Vandals on the ground with 147 yards and set another bowl record in the process with 33 carries. Colorado State lost despite Nick Stevens, who passed for 445 yards and 5 touchdowns. Georgia has fined assistant football coach Shane Beamer $25,000 for accepting leaked game plan information while at Virginia Tech from a former Wake Forest assistant coach. Beamer said in a statement released by the school that then Demon Deacons assistant Tommy Elrod called him the night before the 2014 game with a few plays that he said Wake Forest might run. The son of former Virginia Tech head coach Frank Beamer said he did not share the plays with anyone and didn't use the information in the game. Michigan has suspended sophomore wide receiver Grant Perry after he was charged with assaulting a police officer and improperly touching a woman outside a bar in October. The 19-year-old Perry was arraigned Thursday on two counts of criminal sexual conduct, one count of assaulting a police officer, and an underage drinking charge. He has a preliminary examination set for January 5th. And the New York Giants still haven't clinched their first NFC playoff berth since winning the Super Bowl 5 years ago. The Eagles ended a five-game losing streak, racing out to an early 14-0 lead before sending the Giants to just their second loss in 10 games, 24-19 in Philadelphia in last night's NFL action. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.